This is SBS Audio.
Apakah anak anda ingin mempelajari memain alat muzik? Atau anda mempunyai alat muzik yang sekian lama terperuk di dalam almari mengumpul debu? Mungkin anda sendiri menyimpan hasrat untuk mempelajari bermain gitar atau piano. Apapun idaman anda, mempelajari bermain alat muzik adalah suatu pengalaman yang bukan setakat menyeronokkan, malahan ianya mendatangkan pelbagai manfaat sampingan. Manfaat mempelajari alat muzik tak kira umur anda tidak terhingga. Apabila kita bermain alat muzik, kesemua lima deria kita menerima rangsangan. Howard Chaston ialah penyelia muzik di sebuah sekolah di Australia dan beliau menerangkan manfaat memain alat muzik.
And then of course it's the amazing amount of computational skill and translation skill and communication skill that is happening all at the same time. So as a total activity, obviously the benefits are massive. Very few subjects that you learn at school or in life actually bring it all together in one package. Think about numeracy and literacy. Music has all of that embedded in it and more. It's sort of a cross between numeracy, literacy and PE.
Kini, wujud pelbagai kaedah untuk anda mempelajari bermain alat muzik termasuk secara online yang seringkali menawarkan kelas percuma. Namun, anda mungkin mahu mengasah teknik memain alat muzik pilihan anda dan kursus percuma yang ditawarkan melalui internet tidak mencukupi. Lazimnya, mereka yang mempunyai keperluan tertentu seringkali mencari guru muzik untuk mengasah bakat yang terpendam. Iska Sampson ialah seorang pemain violin yang turut menjadi guru muzik. Menurut beliau, mempunyai guru muzik mendatangkan pelbagai manfaat.
The great thing about having a teacher is that you're right there with them. They can see and hear how you're playing and then give you tips that are specific to that instrument. They also demonstrate and you can see and hear how they're doing it. The other great thing about lessons is that you get to play with other people, whether it's just you and your teacher playing a duet, when you're learning how to play in tune together and in time together, you pick up so many skills that way.
Jika anda mencari kursus muzik untuk anak anda, satu cara ialah melalui program muzik di sekolah mereka. Namun, kualiti pengajaran muzik yang ditawarkan oleh sekolah-sekolah di negara ini berbeza mutunya bergantung kepada negeri yang anda diami. Mutu juga berbeza bergantung kepada dana yang diperuntukkan kepada sekolah terbabit. Juga, sama ada pentadbir sekolah terbabit memberi keutamaan terhadap pengajaran muzik kepada murid-murid. Umpamanya, sekolah rendah kerajaan hanya menawarkan kelas mempelajari alat recorder sahaja kepada murid tahun 3. Namun, menurut Howard Chaston, wujud juga sekolah-sekolah khusus untuk pembelajaran muzik.
Obviously, with the Australian curriculum and also independent schools have their own curriculums, they have requirements for music. So your average state high school will have a music class, but often in schools, they also run individual lessons. So a child can choose to do that, usually costs a little bit extra. And tutors come from the professional ranks, so musicians come and teach in those schools one-on-one and sometimes in small groups.
Sesetengah sekolah mempunyai bilangan guru muzik yang ramai khusus untuk mengajar muzik kepada murid-murid sekolah terbabit. Namun tak kira saiznya, ibu bapa yang menyertai program muzik di sekolah-sekolah berpeluang untuk berinteraksi dengan ibu bapa lain. Howard Chaston turut menyarankan ibu bapa mencari guru muzik berasingan sekiranya apa yang ditawarkan di sekolah tidak mencukupi. Dan satu tempat yang seringkali mempunyai iklan guru muzik ialah di kedai muzik.
One good place is to go to your local music store because they'll have people there who are music tutors. You can also contact people at schools. If you contact a music coordinator at school, they'll have a lot of people. You can also look people up online as well. There's also a register in Australia for a music teacher. So there's a register in Melbourne for individual music teachers and each state will have an equivalent list.
Persatuan Guru Muzik di negeri atau teritori anda mempunyai senarai lokasi guru-guru muzik serta alat muzik yang diajari. Bagi guru muzik Iska Sampson, pencarian secara online untuk mendapati butiran kelas muzik, alat muzik atau kumpulan muzik yang anda perlu adalah langkah terbaik sebagai permulaan.
Even using a Maps app and putting in music lessons or folk music or jazz or rock, they do come up on those apps, and the internet is a great source for those sorts of little community associations where anyone of any age and playing ability is invited to come. For example, in Canberra, there is a school of rock that's just a community association. Sometimes the kids learn as well as the parents.
Bagi setengah orang dewasa, keinginan mempelajari bermain alat muzik mungkin agak menakutkan. Namun, apa yang harus diingati ialah usia bukanlah suatu halangan.
Learning as an adult is absolutely wonderful. Group lessons as well as one-on-one lessons are very much available in most places in Australia. And they're of all levels. There's beginners as well as people who played a little when they were children and they want to learn again as an adult.
Satu lagi nasihat yang sering diberi, jangan kecewa sekiranya cara anda memain alat muzik berbeza dengan apa yang dipraktikkan oleh guru anda. Menurut Iska Sampson, apa yang penting, jangan putus asa.
Feeling frustration or anxiety or being upset or crying in the lesson, that's something that can happen to people. Teachers are perceptive, but they might not know how they can change their teaching style to help you find the way to learn. So, although it's difficult, telling your teacher what you're feeling can be so useful because the teacher then says, "Ah, okay, so how about if we try something different?"
Jika anda tidak berpuas hati dengan guru muzik yang sedia ada, cari guru baru. Begitu juga dengan alat muzik. Mungkin bakat anda lebih bersesuaian dengan alat muzik yang lain dari pilihan pertama. Bagi anak-anak pula, sekolah mereka juga mungkin menyediakan alat muzik untuk latihan semasa di sekolah.
Sometimes a school will invest in buying instruments and they will loan those instruments out to the children at a fee. But otherwise other schools put it on the students and the parents. If they want to learn an instrument, then they have to provide the instrument. And at some schools it's kind of both.
Kepada mereka yang mencari alat muzik yang tidak terlalu mahal, kedai peralatan muzik terpakai menawarkan pilihan yang bijak. Juga wujud pertubuhan bukan untung seperti Guitars Gathering Dust yang menawarkan alat muzik terbiar kepada mereka yang ingin memberi nafas baru kepada peralatan muzik terbabit. Pertubuhan Guitars Gathering Dust ini menerima gitar yang diderma, kemudian diperbaiki dan diderma kembali kepada sekolah-sekolah yang mempunyai program pembelajaran muzik. Pengasasnya Craig Watt berkata gitar adalah alat muzik paling popular bagi mereka yang ingin mempelajari bermain alat muzik. Watt memberi petua bagaimana memilih gitar yang bersesuaian.
If you're looking for an instrument, there are many good music stores out there that offer introductory packages, which may include a basic guitar, a case, usually even some means to access an online tutorial program. And obviously, people can contact Guitars Gathering Dust directly, and sometimes we can source an appropriate guitar for a beginner through our own stocks of donated guitars.
Program ini juga menderma gitar kepada Perpustakaan Majlis Perbandaran Hobsons Bay di Melbourne. Matlamat Watt memperkembangkan rangkaian pertubuhan beliau ke seluruh Australia untuk memberi peluang kepada lebih ramai warga Australia memiliki alat muzik.
If you're lucky enough, perhaps your local library may run a program like Hobson's Bay where you can check a guitar out as you do a book for 3 months, and that gives a person an opportunity to see the instruments for them, and sometimes they might just feel as though the guitar is not the right instrument. It might be piano or saxophone or some other instrument.
Sekiranya anda berminat untuk memain alat muzik atau anda berminat untuk menyertai kumpulan muzik, langkah pertama ialah untuk menyertai aktiviti anjuran persatuan masyarakat tempatan, juga kumpulan muzik atau pesta muzik di kawasan anda.